Arkansas is an open primary state, and voters can request a Republican, Democratic, independent ballot. Could you describe that process? What can a voter expect when they walk into a door of their polling place?
Whenever they go to their polling place, first thing they'll do is they'll go to the check-in table, and they'll be greeted by a poll worker who has a poll book, and the first thing they're going to be asked is for their name. After the voter gives the poll worker their name, the poll worker will then ask the voter to state out loud their address and date of birth. The reason that they ask for this is so they can verify the information that's in the poll book and ensure that you are registered to vote and that you're in the correct precinct. After the poll worker has then confirmed that information in the poll book, they're going to ask you for your ID. Now, this is a provision of state law which requires every person to be asked for ID. However, in Arkansas, you're not required to show your ID in order to vote a regular ballot. So, you know, if you want to, you can show your ID, or if you don't have your ID, you left it in the car or something like that, you can just politely decline to show your ID. And either way, you'll be able to vote a regular ballot.
And could you describe the different ballots that a voter in Pulaski County could expect to see?
For this primary, we have three different types of ballots that you can select. We have a Democratic ballot, which contains all the Democratic primary races, plus all the nonpartisan races, which are generally judicial races. Plus, there's also a ballot issue to raise the sales tax in the county by 0.25% in order to fund the Rock Region Metro bus system. If you choose a Republican ballot, you'll have the Republican primary races, plus the judicial races, plus the ballot issue. And if you choose a nonpartisan ballot, then all you're going to have is just the judicial races and the ballot issue.
And if somebody wants to cast an absentee ballot?
If somebody wants to cast an absentee ballot, they can contact the county clerk's office voter registration department, and they will go ahead and walk you through the process that you need to go through in order to get an absentee ballot. Generally, they'll send you an application for an absentee ballot. You fill out the application, send it back to them, and then they will send you your ballot. That ballot has to be received by election day in order for it to count.
What kind of problems at polling sites have you encountered?
Some of the most common problems are people who go to the wrong polling site because their polling site will have changed since the last election due to a variety of factors. There are also some folks who get confused between early voting and election day voting. So they'll go to, for instance, the Roosevelt Thompson Library, and they'll find that it's not open because it's not an election day polling site. It's only a polling site for early voting. But, you know, a lot of people will just early vote over and over and over, so they'll get in their mind that that is their polling site when it's actually not. If you have problems finding your polling site, you can always call the county clerk's office, and they'll be able to direct you to the correct polling site.
And, of course, early voting got underway this week. What's turnout been like so far?
Turnout's been pretty good for a primary. Obviously, it's not anywhere close to what it would be during a general election. But so far, we've been seeing about 3,000 people a day. So that probably translates to around 30,000, 40,000 over the entire two-week period of early voting.
I've been speaking with Brian Poe. He's the Director of Elections for Pulaski County. We've been speaking here at the Pulaski County Regional Building, where early voting has been underway. Brian, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for your time.